how is being the one who knows, as it is suggested, related to anatta? I thought one is not to identify with anything, including the knowing. Thanks again for your teachings. Well, on a certain level, yeah, again, it's come back to the practical level of not identifying with anything at all leaves one in a kind of pretty amorphous state. Establishing a foundation of knowing clearly, but also recognizing that the knowing itself arises and passes away. One can still hold to something without identifying with it or attaching to it. And you hold to it because it bears wholesome fruit. One holds to it because it is a vehicle for liberating the heart. It's a skillful tool that we can rely on. And it's important. If something is skillful and bears fruit, that's the sort of thing you do want to hold to. You want to support that. You want to encourage it. You want to be able to become incredibly familiar with it so that it gains a strength or momentum within the heart.